Hello and welcome to Sangam Lit. This is Nandini Karki, and in this episode, we perceive the nuanced expression of intention portrayed in Sangam literary work Natrinai 104, written by Peri Satanar. Set in the mountain country of Kurunji, the verse speaks in the anguished voice of the lady to her confidant, passing on a hidden message to the man listening nearby. Pumburi uluvai pelvai yetre, temkamal silambin kalitrodu porine, turuhal mimisei uruhan anja kurakurumakal, puharchin yerinda tundaha sirubarai pani, ayaladu paindal sendinai padagili opum, argaliverpan marbu nayandu urayum, yani andrium ulargol, panal, பாம்புடை விடர ஓங்குமலை மிளிர உரும சிவந்து எரியும் பொழுதொடு பெருநீர் போக்கு அறவிளங்கிய சாரல் நோக்கு அருஞ்சிறுநெறி நினையுமோரே. Marrying beauty with strength, the verse opens with the words பூம்பொறி உழுவை, meaning tiger with beautiful stripes. This far, I had known that the word silambu means an anklet worn by women, made famous by the Tamil epic Silappadigaram. Here, I learnt a new meaning for this word, as in mountain slope. The phrase kurakurumakal that we encountered earlier too brings to mind a bunch of naughty children with an unfettered, exuberant spirit. Through the words Tondaga Siruparai, we glimpse at some little musical instrument in the hands of these kids. A parrot makes its presence felt with the word Kili. Learned a new word for midnight in Paanal, which can be expanded as Paadinal or half a day, signifying the darker half of the day. A blaze of fury hits us in the phrase Urum Sivandu Eriyum, meaning lightning rages on. The growling sound in the word Urum does justice to the rumbling of thunder from a rain-coated sky. Turning away from these sounds in the air, let's look at the inner life portrayed here. The man and lady have been in a love relationship for a while. The confidant has been helping the man tryst with the lady. One day, when the man arrives to meet with her, knowing that he is nearby, the lady tells her confidant, "A male tiger with beautiful stripes and a huge mouth wages war on a bull elephant near the honey-smelling mountain slope. To see this fight, the children of the mountain folk climb atop a rock and with no fear whatsoever, play on the tundaka drum in their hands. This loud sound strikes on the ears of a kili feeding on the tender stalks of red millet in the field nearby, and it flutters away in fear. Our Lord comes from a mountain filled with such a din. At midnight, lighting up the high mountains where snakes hide, thunder strikes with fury. It's a time when a huge flood makes the crossing impossible, and yet the Lord comes walking on the small treacherous path in the mountains. Could there be anyone more selfish than me who desires the embrace of his chest in spite of these dangers many?" With these words, the lady intends to stress on the distress in her heart at the dangers in the man's path and to lead him subtly in the direction of seeking a formal union with her. Time to relish the nuances of the sound and light show. The atmosphere of the verse reverberates with sounds many. First is the raging fight between the tiger and the elephant. The trumpeting, roaring, as well as the shivering of the natural world around can be sensed right at the beginning. While the world around trembles in fear at the fight of these powerful beasts, children there are unaware of dangers any and climb onto a rock nearby to have a glimpse of this fight. There's a well-known Tamil proverb which says, "Ilam kandru bayamariyadu," meaning the young calf knows not fear. And this is highlighted in the scene of these little kids who not only climb on rocks to view this dangerous fight, but also start playing on their little drums, The Thondaka Siruparai, called as Kudugudupai in contemporary language. The parai, a type of percussion instrument, seems to have an inextricable bond with the Tamils, with each of their lands having a unique drum. The Thondaka parai we encounter here is said to be the one for the mountain country of Kurunji. Coming back to the joyous sounds arising from the hands of our naughty kids, we see this evoking a different feeling on something nearby. There's a field filled with the stalks of red millets, and a parrot is seen to be pecking away at it, enjoying the delicacy. All this until it hears the rattling sound of the parai. It instantly takes to the air, foregoing its meal, fearing for life. Hold on to that image of the parrot fluttering away in fright. The lady details this entire scene as a description of the man's land as one characterized by these loud sounds. She then expresses her worry about this lord of the mountains braving lightning storms, snake-filled slopes and flooding streams to be with her. She scolds herself for wanting his embrace, even though he walks in such a path stacked with dangers many. Returning to the scene from the natural world, the clash between the tiger and the elephant could be a metaphor for the love relationship between the man and the lady, whereas the loud noise at the hands of the mountain children could symbolize the spreading of rumors about their relationship, and consequently the fluttering away of the parrot in the millet field could be an indication of the frailness of the lady's life that will part away if she does not unite with the man she loves. The lady thus weaves the precariousness of her situation within the description of this natural scene. Then she goes on to take the blame on herself for wanting the man's presence, not minding the obstacles in his path. She hopes to impress upon him her love and at the same time the need for him to find a lasting solution by seeking her hand in marriage. Seeing the elaborate ways needed to convey a simple message makes me reflect on the freedom we have in expressing our thoughts and intentions. A freedom that we don't always realize we have. Thanks for listening to this episode of Sangam Lit and journeying with me to ancient lands and minds. Please rate and review Sangam Lit on your favorite podcast app and do share your reflections on nandinikarki.com. Until next time, Nandri, Vanakkam.